Garrison is considered one of the top people to come out of Lakewood in the past 40 years. He's a son-in-law of Reb Schneer, thus that means Reb Malkiel or David Shostor or his brother-in-laws, Reb Reich, or his brother-in-laws. Very chosh of a yid. And he has a yeshiva called Nesivas in Staten Island, Lakewood. But he's very well known for his geschmack of personality, as well as the fact that he has CDs and shirim that get around everywhere. So I decided to pick one particular topic. I happened to hear this in shir the other day. We talked about it. And I think it's an amazing springboard to open up and talk about things. So the question, what this thing is you can see them yourself over Ben Azmanim, TorahDownload.com. It has, this one is it's 4 minutes long. It's a question that somebody asked that he wants to go to BMG and absorb the aura without becoming a stereotypical Lakewooder. That's what he wants. He wants to go to BMG, but not become the stereotypical Lakewooder. I could flip this question. I want to go to Chafetz Chaim, except I want to be a Harry. I want to be a stereotypical Chafetz Chaimer. I want to go to the Mir. I want to be one of those guys that, you know, Rabbi Elephant makes fun of. All right. So I think it's a very good question, and I think his answer is even better. So we are going to play it through the whole 4 minutes, and then I hope to spend a couple minutes just explaining it. And then we'll do the kiss. Okay, Rabosa, here we go.
How do I get the Lakewood experience without becoming a Lakewood? I'm not prepared to make myself into a stigma, however noble it is, of being an ish Lakewood. Can I still gain in Lakewood? There are many people who have a sentiment for this question, so let's deal with this question. I'm reminded this also goes back many, many years. There was a chevra here in Lakewood that was not really my other my chevra, but they took a liking to me and I took a liking to them, and they were all diversified chevra. A bunch of different chevra, and not the Lakewood type, my Mishnah. One guy was from the San Francisco, another guy was a Shtickle Rebel from Bar Parker. It was a very different kind of chevra. And they, at that point, I think they used to give them a verse about it. And I used to attack a little with them and say, so Sean,
I can hear
everything. They would say they smoke
beer.
And when a Pat Ginsburg was walking, you would just see the sight. But what are you learning when these guys taught him to have, you know? I knew how he felt, but they told me, you gotta be accountable for it because as the years went on, each one of these guys, with the exclusion of one, left to go to college. Some of them became lawyers, some of them became psychologists, one of them this, one of them that, and I lost touch with them over the years. They all had the bad misfortune of becoming out of the bar. They didn't get that children. Then, I get a call from this chevra that they're still together in some way. They're friends and they have a social life together. And they heard that I come every Wednesday to Brooklyn to give me a shiur in the Frankel Shul. They want to know if they could have a shiur with me after that shiur is over and learn chavrusa with me in the shul. That's what I accepted. At that time, I was already giving another shiur after the next shiur. So this year started about 11:15 at night, and I used to get back to Lakewood very late, Wednesday night. But I developed a clue a few times. One of the guys' fathers had all these shul or something, so he was going to the shul. And I started a little bit of chemo. The big shack, as a big surprise was, the big guys knew how to learn then better than they knew how to learn when they were
learning.
I used to come back with Haolus from the Masamat with them, which I never had that Shivas when I had to give them money of labor. And I couldn't figure this out because something can't be right here. So after a few times, they said, excuse me to ask you this question, but like, you studied this in law school? Like, you never were able to add you know, if the stuff I learned to the Chabura here, this and that, sometimes I would teach them. Sometimes they had what they hear, they knew how to analyze what happened. And you gotta hear what they told me. And you haven't forgotten it. The revelation that they said.
We said something like this.
When we were in Lake one time, we didn't want to be Masnech. We were afraid to be Masnech. We were afraid that if we were Masnech and learning, then in 5 years we would have this unkempt beard and the shoulders full of dandruff. We were afraid. We were afraid we'd never be able to pursue our college degrees. Now we have what we want. Now we do want to learn. We're not trying to confuse ourselves like we were trying to do then. We didn't want to learn. We didn't want to know how to learn, because then we might be stuck in this system. You hear the revelation of the saying. So this guy says, how do I get the Lakewood experience without becoming a Lakewood? It's an important question to answer, right? You don't confuse yourself, and you don't, because when you're afraid of becoming a Lakewood, then you're going to have to just confuse yourself and not be Masnech. It's just anything because you're afraid of it. You have to be able to throw that fear away and do what you could. And if you do what you could, you're going to say, well.
Okay. I can unmute myself.
Can I leave? Can I feedback? We have to either. Can we leave Zoom on this computer?
Yeah.
And then we can unmute.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, unmute? We don't need any more Zoom. We're all good.
Okay.
You can shut it. I have Zoom here for a few guys. Okay. Okay, you hear me now? I'll give you the Mar Malcolm that I was playing before. But let me just quickly say over in non-yeshivish terms what exactly just happened. Rav Gershon is a geschmack. We should put up his picture. He's so geschmack. Right? Geschmack a yid. Oh. Oh, we should blow it up. Anyway, he's originally a Chaim Berliner. His father's a Chaim Berliner, Talmud of Rotner. Anyway, so Rav Gershon is saying over to answer a question that the guy wants to go to Lakewood and get, you know, what he can from BMG without becoming a Lakewooder. So we reminded him a story that years ago in Lakewood, he used to be a Rosh Chab, he was a Rosh Chab brewer for many, many years in Lakewood until he became too popular and they basically like edged him out. He should get his own shteller. He's still the Gav Rabba on Ma'od, very, very popular, probably more popular than a lot of the other people there. The head of the, you know, in Lakewood. Very geschmacky it. So it seems he had a chabur of guys who were like, you couldn't believe these guys were in Lakewood. He called the guy from San Francisco, the rebel from Borough Park. They were literally sitting in it. He gave them a shir on the most pashut of things. They asked him for a shir in Mesillas Yesharim. So he's sitting there in BMG giving them shir in Mesillas Yesharim, where these guys are smoking and drinking beer. That was the matzah. That's what he depicted. Chaim Ginsberg is one of the mashkichim in Lakewood. He would walk by and have conniptions, like, what are these guys doing in Lakewood? Like, what are you giving them a share? You're an accomplice with these guys. You're gonna throw these guys out. And he gave them a share, and he had a shaychus with them. And then basically they all left. He said to Rahman Atzlan, he said, they all left except for one guy, and that whole chevron, no one got married. It's all out the bachrim. And years later, they contacted him. Could they set up a chabura with him? So he said, sure. He set up a chabura, and they're all learning together. And he sees these guys are so solid in learning. I can't mimic his lashonos, they're too good. He's mamish, he said, I came up with mamish yoifi, mamish, like beauty coming out right over from the chedushim. I was like, he says, what happened? When you're in Lakewood, you weren't steiging like this. He steiged this from law school. The professor got to you, and now your mind is open. What's pshat? It was a revelation I never forgot. Remember what they told me. He said, these guys, now I assume pshat in the guys is they only realize this fully 7 years later. The guys realized the pshat was when they were in Lakewood, they didn't want to steltsu Lakewood. They were turned off by the squiggly beards and the dandruff on the jackets. They didn't want that. So Mamela, their learning wasn't stark. They they did what they did because they never really wanted to be part of it. And therefore, he used that as a springboard to what's the answer. You know, that's not how you go to yeshiva. The Maisa, I think it's a tremendous, tremendous daher, especially you build up the shmooze of that situation. Here are all these guys, they have the yicholos to learn. They're away from yeshiva, they're stockbrokers, accountants, and lawyers, years later, and they're steiging away. But they couldn't bring themselves to do it in their years in yeshiva because they're afraid, oh yeah, then we might be taken away by that. And I think it's an important yesod. You know, it's, most of the guys in this room, a few exceptions, you know, are going somewhere else, whether it's Queens, whether it's the mayor, whether it's Lakewood. And there's an innate mentality that a person might have. He doesn't want to shtoltzu. He doesn't want to be like, you know, directly part of the group. I want to gain as much as I can without becoming that guy. This is a good shmooze to remember. It's a mice, it's dangerous. What happened to these guys? They were nishta hen, nishta hair. These guys never got married. Try writing a shidduch to the guy from San Francisco, the rebel from Borough Park. Right? You're in Lakewood, but you're this. Like it doesn't stem. You know, I'll tell you one other, if you want to look through, Dovi Sefer. We had one I listened to today. It was called From Brisk to Harvard. I say in Chafetz Chaim, we make the guy the other way, from Harvard to Brisk. There was like Brisk to Harvard. And the great I don't do it justice when you just hear him say the Shaila. A guy asked a question. My Shver is, you know, the Choshev Yeshiva, and he has connections, protects you to get guys into Brisk. One of the guys he's getting into Brisk, I know, is a guy, he doesn't want to still too Brisk. He wants to go to Brisk for a couple of years, and then he's going to go Mamash to law school. Should I tell my Shver this so he won't get him in? He's Mamash, he's Poshid, he's Toys of Achor, Mamash Chav Achirim. He's Mamash taking away from the next guy. He's Mamash Bush at the Brisk. So he said, Taka here, Mamash. What was the Lashon? Huh? He said a shafra lashon. It's mamash bizaynus to brisk such a thing, but he says manufshach. I think you should let him go to brisk. What was his manufshach? He says either he's going to go to brisk and steig away, and you know what? He ain't going to go to law school. Or even if be'etzim he does go to law school, but how could you deny a guy who's going to law school the ability to steig for a few years in such a stark level by going to brisk? Meaning, a person when he's in yeshiva should give it his all. What's going to be? So what are you afraid of? Either you might actually like it and you're still to it. Okay, years later the dandruff doesn't bother you as much as it used to. Right? The yeshiva shikar, you know, hey, there's different guys. You see guys, you know, they're afraid of the cars. Okay, so they that's their luxury. They get in this arena. They always have to buy and, you know, have a new model lease. Yeah, there are guys in yeshiva and chinuch, you know, fine. But don't get caught up in that. Manavshach. If a person goes out to write, you know, Das Torah is for a person to learn of X amount of years, and then post that, or in a parnaso, which is really the fate of Ruba de Ruba de Alma. You can't, and don't fool yourself not. But that's not a reason that you shouldn't steig and do your utmost, get the utmost out of the place that you're steiging that you could. And so I think this is an awesome hashkafa. It's a great story and a great way to end this month.